Trinad Pi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Namaiva Kivalam Karo Nasyeva 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 Gatiranyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This program is to bless this new house, this new temple, and we want only auspiciousness in this house. We don't want any sinful activities in this house. We want no evil in this house. In this house, we want harmony, peace, tranquility, obedience, great health, wealth, and wisdom. I hope that you all want that for this family. If you agree with me, then you will raise your hands and repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Very good. So Manish has requested a particular topic. That topic is known as faith. A very good topic. So according to the dictionary, they give four definitions of faith. Number one. A strong belief in a supernatural power or powers that control human destiny. Number two is the same definition Prabhupada gives in Bhagavad Gita, believe it or not. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. The third definition. An institution to express belief in a divine power. And number four, loyalty or allegiance to a cause or a person. Since my spiritual master gave that second definition, that is where I will begin. So he writes, faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. So for a devotee, that something sublime is God. A devotee has unflinching trust in God. In God, in the process by which God can be attained. Meenakshi Vrajarani, according to Bhagavad Gita, what is the recommended process to achieve God? Yes, and is there a process? That process is bhakti yoga. Exactly. If you study Bhagavad Gita, there is no second opinion. It is very clear. You want to see God? Bhakti. You want to know God? Bhakti. You want to go to God? Bhakti. Now for the non-devotee, one who does not believe in God, he also has faith. If you don't have faith, you won't live. A person with no faith, what do? They commit suicide. So either you have faith in God, okay, if you don't believe in God, then you're forced to have faith in this material world, like the scientists, or like the classic demons, I believe in myself. I believe in me. You'll see, this is how the demoniac sampradaya all throughout history, Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Kamsa, and the modern day demons. Yes, big and small. I bow down to no man. I believe in me. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, I believed in a false guru. His name was John Lennon. He was my guru. But I knew something was wrong because he wrote a song which he entitled God. And in that song, he said, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in Gita. I don't believe in Buddha. I don't believe in... And what did he say? I believe in me and his consort, Yoko. That's when I began to think, something wrong with my guru. Luckily, it was at that time that I met my spiritual master. And he, by his writings, by his presence, then I began to understand, now I have found true guru. So everybody has faith. It's just a question of where you're placing your faith. We place our faith in God, in Guru, and especially we place our faith in Shastra. Because it is Shastra which informs us who and what is a Guru. We don't judge a Guru, he has a big beard, he must be Guru. No. The Shastras inform us, these are qualifications of Guru. The Shastra also points out, what are the qualifications of God? It's not that, everybody's God. Like I've been to some temples, they have 50 deities. Pick whichever one you want, that's God. Like a museum. And every day is a new one. You have a God? Okay, we'll put it there on the... We don't want to offend anybody. Next thing you know, they'll put Donald Trump as God. But the Shastras tell us, God has to have certain qualifications. Aishwarasya samagrasya vyayasya gashasasriya Jnana vairagyos chaiva shanam bhoga itingana. First of all, God has to have unlimited opulence. He cannot be limited, he has to be unlimited. Like Prabhupada used to be challenged. Do you believe that this person is the Son of God? You know what I'm referring to. And Prabhupada would say, God has so many sons. God has to have unlimited beauty. That to me is very important. I don't want to worship an ugly God. He must have unlimited beauty, unlimited strength, unlimited knowledge, unlimited fame, unlimited power, and most important, unlimited renunciation. He has to have all of them at the same time, not four out of five. All the opulences, all six, to an unlimited degree. That's why you and I are not God. We may have one. You may have two, three, four, five. But come on, let's face it. You don't have them unlimitedly. Because there's always somebody more beautiful. There's always somebody more rich. Although Donald Trump thinks he's the richest. That's what he's preaching. He's definitely not renounced. So unflinching trust. Now the question becomes, where does this faith come from? So, the Shastras help us. All knowledge is there in our Vedic scriptures. This, to me, is one reason why at the age of 23, I accepted this path. I'm now 65. Best decision I ever made in my life, following this path. Among many reasons, I can always find the answers to my questions in the scriptures. So, Meenakshi, if you had to pick one scripture, which would you pick? Where is your husband? He will chastise you. Arjuna, what would Kamlesh say? Yeah, thank you. I'm not going to report you. I know, there, and it's not wrong, because Bhagavatam picks up where Gita leaves off. That's all right. Prabhupada says, best scripture is Gita, because it is called Gita Upanishad. All the Vedas, all the Upanishads, in summary, are there in Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The very title tells you, remember what I said, God has to have all the opulences. That is the meaning of Bhagavan. Everyone can say?
Bhagavan.
The possessor of all opulences. So, Bhagavad Gita, God is speaking directly to us. So Prabhupada says, if you're going to pick on one Vedic literature, stick with Gita. It's called Gita Upanishad. It is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. It's the essence. So in the Bhagavad Gita, because in the 17th chapter, the 17th chapter is entitled Divisions of Faith. So here is how, and Arjuna begins the chapter by asking a question. Because at the end of chapter 16, in chapter 16, Arjuna heard about the demoniac mentality and the demoniac persona. And then after that, Krishna said, and what happens to the demon? Where do they wind up? Do you know, Rohan? Where does the demon wind up as President of the United States? Where does the demon wind up? In hell. Don't blame me. That's what Krishna says. I'm just a messenger. Okay? If you don't like that, then discuss with Krishna. I'm just the messenger. Please forgive me. The demon winds up in hell. So there Krishna then says, therefore the same person should give up the three gates that lead to hell. What are those three gates? Kam, Krodh, Lobh. Meaning lust, anger, and greed. Those are the three dwaras, gates. This door, you got so many doors here in your new house. So those are the three doors or gates that lead to hell. And Krishna says, the sane person should give that up. He should give up those three gates leading to hell. And then Krishna says that, how can you give up going to hell? Krishna says, you should act according to the instructions of Shastra. It's just like, if you don't want to wind up in jail, then you have to obey the laws. If you obey the laws, you won't go to jail. You break the laws, you might wind up in jail. So, Shastra is the laws of God, the laws of nature. So then, Arjuna then, right after hearing that, he says, but what if somebody acts the way they feel? What is their position? So here's Krishna's answer. Satvana rupa sarvasya sraddha bhavati bharata sraddha mayo yang purusho yo yat sraddha sa eva sa. I would ask you to please repeat after me. O son of Bharata. So who is that? Arjuna. Please repeat. According to one's existence, under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of thief. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he or she has acquired. The essence of what Krishna is saying here is that your faith develops according to the things and persons you associate with. That is why, as a young adult, and I've been stressing this a lot because now you're entering college, you have to be very careful how you choose your association, because you will become influenced by association. Here Krishna says, according to the modes, goodness, passion, ignorance. If you allow yourself to associate with persons, places, and things in the mode of ignorance, you'll develop faith in the mode of ignorance. That's why we stay away from Las Vegas, bars, brothels, and other similar places in the mode of ignorance. Because don't think, oh, I won't be affected. No, you will be affected. Because the living entity is infinitesimal. And we are easily influenced. Just like, how much poison does it take to kill somebody? Just a little. How much cyanide do you need to poison? So our association with the modes of... You become just like those of you who are medically aware. You get a virus, or you come in contact with an infected person, according to the kind of disease, you can also get that disease just by coming in contact. Right? When you had that measles outbreak in the temple, right? What happened? Stay away, right? Wasn't that because that's kind of thing that by association you also can get. Thank God over the years our beloved America has understood the concept of secondhand smoke. Back in the 50s and 60s, you would fly on an airplane, people were smoking. All the whole plane just took one nut. I'm going to smoke on the plane. What happens in the airplane? The air volume is limited. Everybody's getting, and they say they have found out that secondhand smoke is worse than taking it directly. That was our country, 50, 60, 70s even. Wasn't too long ago. Where I live, there's 400 units. The guy below me smokes. As soon as he starts smoking, I have to close the window. Because that smoke comes. I don't want to get cancer. So, association in the modes of ignorance. There's also the mode of passion, which you all deal with every day. Soon as you go to your work, there you go. Welcome to the mode of passion. Soon as you get on the freeway, huh? Hey, you cut me off. Getting behind that wheel, it's the mode of passion. Get in that office, mode of passion. Can you play your cricket in the mode of goodness? I don't think so. That's also the mode of passion, right? This whole material life here in America, passion. Then there is right now, mode of goodness. Calm, peaceful. Nobody's fighting. The only one yelling is me. Everybody's sitting quietly. Can you hear the tambora? Why do I do that? Shanti, shanti, shanti. I do that to calm me down, to calm you down. Because I all know you drove on the freeway to get here. So as soon as you come in, you're still in that frantic mode of passion. It takes a while to come down. So according to what persons, places, and things in what modes, that's going to determine your faith. Faith, you can say, is fragile. It's cultivated. It's nurtured. Cultivated, nurtured. So we are advised to cultivate faith in the mode of goodness. Now, our next statement is by Krishna in your Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita. Just before Krishna left planet Earth, Krishna spoke to his nice friend, Uddhava. Uddhava had the perfection. He looked just like Krishna. The gopis mistook him when he arrived in Vrindavan. At first they said, oh, Krishna has returned. Oh, it's not really Krishna, but it looks pretty close to Krishna. Uddhava wanted to go with Krishna when he was leaving the planet. Krishna said, no, I have some service for you, so you cannot come with me. So Uddhava wanted to be instructed by Krishna. So Krishna instructed him in the Uddhava Gita. In the Bhagavatam, there are many Gitas. Shiva Gita, Gopi Gita, Uddhava Gita, Venu Gita. That's the Gopi Gita, isn't it? Or that's a different one? What's the Venu Gita? Oh, very good, Meenakshi. Huh? Brahma. I see you have become quite the Bhagavatologist. I like this. I have. No, I like this, Meenakshi. You should feel very humbly proud to be able to immediately, that's a sign of your advancement. It's very good. Excellent. Go in the mic and tell us what they are, because even I don't know.
Come on. I don't remember.
Oh.
And 28 prayers.
28 prayers.
Like Bhishma,
Arjuna,
Kunti.
Very good. So let's see what Krishna told Uddhava about faith. Please repeat. Faith directed towards spiritual life is in the mode of goodness. Faith rooted in fruitive work is in the mode of passion. Faith residing in irreligious activities is in the mode of ignorance. But faith in my devotional service is purely transcendental. So you can be interested in spiritual life, but spiritual life is a very broad subject. There are jnanis, there are yogis, there are tapasvis, but that's not devotee. That's why that is in the mode of goodness. But Krishna says, but faith in my devotional service, bhakti, is purely transcendental. So if you have faith in bhakti, in devotional service, that is the best ashirvad you could have gotten in this life. Treasure it, cherish it, and don't lose it. Rupanuga Prabhu, how could anyone lose faith in devotional service? How could they lose it? Exactly. That is why that topic is stressed by Lord Chaitanya. Don't offend devotees, because that is how you're going to lose. And of all types of offenses to devotees, which is the worst? Blaspheming who? Guru Aparad is the worst. That's the worst. Not to say that it's okay to offend. Well, I believe in my guru. All the rest of you guys, no, I'm not saying that. But of all the aparads, that guru aparad, and I have seen in some of my godbrothers, that is exactly what happened to them. One I know personally. Must be very, very careful. No guru aparad and no devotee. Exactly. And there's also those of you who do deity seva. There's seva aparad. That's why you'll see in ISKCON temples, there's usually a sheet outside the temple. And it says, you should recite these mantras because you may not have known it, but you probably committed some offense. So chant these mantras to make up for the offense. One of the recommendations is if you have committed an offense, you recite one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And there are other mantras. So yes, you can lose faith in devotional service by offenses. As we said here, Krishna says to Uddhava, faith rooted in fruitive work, mode of passion, and faith residing in irreligious activities. That's why in ISKCON, you take a vow. No sex outside of marriage. No intoxication. No animal slaughter, eating, and no gambling. That's why Las Vegas is out of the question. Goodbye. Off limits. Unless you're so powerful that you can go there and preach. No, there is a temple. But they are greater devotees than me. Yes, that's right. He should sit there. Please, Rupa Nuga, accept the seat of honor, please. You are the leader here amongst this congregation. No, the chair. That's right. Now you're happy? See, you made him happy. You accepted the chair out of humility, and you're happy. So before closing, because we're on a time schedule, time is up. I've spoken enough. But I will leave with one thing. If you have no faith, and you want faith, associate with someone who has it. There's your quick, simple answer. Or if you want to increase your faith, associate with someone whose faith is larger. Because that is infectious. The bad faith is infectious, but so is the good faith. So that's why we are advised. Always associate with good devotees. Vajahure mana sri nanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare dulabha manava janama. There you go. Satsanga. This is where you will increase your faith. Always seek out. Now the question is, who to seek out? I'll tell you who I seek out. The humble devotee. That's the one you seek out. The one who is humble, you will get the most benefit by associating with the humble. Wherever you go, when I go to temples, I look for the humble devotees. That's where I want to sit. Thank you very much. Let's all raise our hands and chant the Maha Mantra. So Meenakshi Vajra.